This is Colorful Radio.
Our music, our news,
our views.
Our featured business person is Teresa Richardson, who owns a company that deals in, it's called Fulham Scalp and Hair Clinic, and she is UK's most sought-after Afro-trichologist and is the only trichologist working in Angola, which is going to be one of the questions that we're going to ask first. So tell us about this link, Teresa, with Angola.
Thank you very much, first of all, to invite me this program this morning to your program. Angola, I started, obviously, here in England, and I'm Angolan. So that's why I've gone to Angola for the last year. Very successful. I'm the only one there.
I didn't know they had a lot of problems with scalp in Angola.
I think it's global. Angola, particularly, a lot of weaves and, nothing wrong with that, but very aggressive.
Right.
Angola is a big country. I'm assuming that you're based in Luanda when you're
in
over
Luanda,
there.
In Luanda, absolutely. I am from the south, Benguela.
Right.
I work in Luanda, which is targeting the biggest fish.
Can you explain to me and to listeners who may be ignorant, what is a trichologist in terms of specific definitions?
He's only asking that because he's got no hair.
I'm dealing with the scalp bit of your business, not the hair bit.
Right. Trichology comes from the Greek word tricho, means hair. The science of hair is a field that is the study of the hair and the scalp disorders that involves the anatomy and its physiology.
And how did you get into this?
Right. I began as a hairdresser many years ago, I was falling in love when we given the subject very, very gentle into trichology. And I fallen in love, and I said, this is what I want. But of course, I was married then. Children came along and, quite difficult. And as a second language, it was very difficult, actually, the course. So I postponed for later on.
Can you just, Teresa, clarify what... The business is called Fulham Scalp and Hair Clinic. What fields do you actually cover? What are your major parts of your business, and what are some of the interesting sidelines that you're involved with there?
We do treat scalp conditions such as genetic or non-genetic.
Right.
And the non-genetic, really, that's what I see most, especially with the Afro Caribbean, which I'm in love doing, helping people. And that's from breakage and excoriations, a lot of infections and hair loss, from traction. So I'm really helping people.
Why do you think this is happening? Why is there so much bad problem?
I think it's fashion. It's the fashion going around, very aggressive fashion, very beautiful looking, but it can damage a lot. Direct heat and pulling the follicle in such a way that really become quite very sad to some people.
But even Caucasian women are now using a lot of this aggressive weaves and, plaits and all
absolutely
sorts of things which are...
So, now it's everyone.
Exactly. So you must be having more. Are you having more clients then? Is it generating you more clients?
Because of that, yes. That's why I gone to Angola.
Okay.
there's a lot of weave braids, very tight ponytails with long heads pulling the follicle. Very sad, actually.
Do you bring back ideas from Angola, or do you take ideas that you've acquired from Caribbean traditions and other African traditions to Angola, or is it a cross-fertilization?
It's all over around. It's all the same. The fashion, start America, we're all imitating Brazil, the new chemical, which is very, very strong. So it's all global. We're all imitating each other, no matter Africa or wherever. The agents are selling us, so we can't consume.
So how do you, presumably you employ lots of people to do this in both countries. How do you combine the business, or how does it work?
In Angola, I'm just consulting.
Right.
So I'm on my own and I take the medication with me. I've got a few people who come if I'm very, very busy. But here I employ some people, but I've got my daughters. I've got two daughters who are involved in a business as doing the things I don't like doing. And that's the paperwork.
Okay.
I don't like that, and I should enjoy a little bit, but I don't. I'm best actually treating people.
And how long have you been operating, and in association with that, what has been, do you consider, your greatest success? What was the moment you thought to yourself, yes, I've, you know, kind of really doing well now?
Right. Success is actually helping people and see their, you know, happiness, that actually hair is coming back. That's the main happiness to me as well. For me. I forgot the question.
What do you consider your most successful? You know, when did you think, oh yes, I've arrived, you know, I'm now successful, it's working?
When I start to extend to Angola.
I see.
Angola's clearly very close to your heart, isn't it?
Well, I'm the only one there. I've got the market with me.
You have a monopoly.
I should be careful. I'm actually looking for cosmetology companies, manufacturer, to extend my production so, you know, I can grow a little bit more.
So how is it? Is Angola peaceful now? I mean, usually there's some
It's an amazing country. They're growing amazingly.
Well, yes. At this time of year, it being the end of the year, we've been talking to a lot of people today about their views for 2015.
Yes.
What is your aspiration for your business in 2015? And do you think you're going to be able to meet it?
I don't know about that. I'm paying a lot of taxes and January is coming.
I was going to ask you, what is your message for whom, whether it's business or government, for 2015? But I think we've just got it there in terms of...
honestly, they need to help young business. Yeah. We can struggle. But if you're ambitious, it doesn't matter. You go for it. You will be always a winner, and if you believe in yourself. And 2015 definitely will work and has to work.
Yes, it has to work.
Will work.
So hopefully your business will expand. You'll get lots of offices in Angola, and then you'll sort of jet set from Fulham to Angola every few weeks, and that will be what you call success, right?
What I need is vitamin D. So I will be going, definitely, quite a few times.
Yes, you can always say that's your main ingredient. You can get expenses because that's your main ingredient.
Yes, it will be expensive. It will grow because I believe in that. And Angola is the future. And England, I love England. And I need to work here as well. And I need to help a lot of people.
Okay, well, thank you, Teresa Richardson, from the Fulham Scalp and Hair Clinic.
Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.